But just one ha'ara before we go weiter, there was a discussion in our Gemara between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his Talmidim, what the Yidin deserve to be annihilated. What did they do to deserve the gzeira of Purim? And the initial suggestion of the Talmidim of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, these are great Tanaim, was, Now, Rav Shimon bar Yochai had a good comeback. He said, if that's the reason, then it should have only affected the people living in Shushan. Why was the gzeira on every single Yid all over the world? But really, were it not for that kasha, it seems like the fact that the Yidin were nena mesudasa shalaisa rasha, the fact that the Yidin were involved in the Suda v'Achashverosh, in and of itself would have warranted the gzeir of lahashmid laharig ul'abe. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's sarachi and gadol. Very, very shver. Now, there's no question the Suda of Achashverosh wasn't a Suda that an upkehit and a yid belonged at. For many, many reasons. There was Gilei Arayis there. There were a lot of things there that really a good, observant Jew had no business partaking in. But at the same time, a gzeir of lahashmid ul'harig, how do you understand? What would have been the havamina that because the yid in Hanana mesudase shalose rasha, so that would have been enough of a reason for them to deserve such a terrible gzeir? So I think the teretz is, and really the Chassam Sofer talks about this in his drashas, he says that what was the whole idea? Why did Achashverosh celebrate? Why did he make this big party? So the pasuk says it was Kesheves HaMelech Achashverosh. And the Gemara said in the Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, what does it mean Kesheves? La'achash and Nesiyash V'daitoi. After Yadish V'adas. See, what happened was Achashverosh, just like all the Persian and Babylonian kings, were aware of Yirmiyo HaNavi's Nevuah. The Nevuah was that the Yidden would go into Golos. They'd go into Golos for a fixed amount of time, for 70 years, but then ultimately they would be redeemed. And in the back of their mind, they always knew that the day of the Jewish redemption is going to be coming. And as a result, they were living with a little bit of fear. But then, when the 70 years passed, according to the Cheshbon Achashverosh, and the Yidden weren't redeemed, so Achashverosh was able to breathe a sigh of relief. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, what does it mean, Kesheves HaMelech Achashverosh? La'achash and Nesiyash V'daitei. Once he had Yishvadas, and he realized that the Yidden are not going to be redeemed, and the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt, it was at that point that he decided to celebrate. How did he celebrate? He made a party that was 180 days long for all his chel paras umaday apartim. And then he made another party for the people of Shushan, 7 days, l'migodavat katan. Abizoktach sam soifer. What was the essence of this party? Why was he celebrating? Because on some level, he was relieved because he realized now that all the prophecies that spoke about the fact that one day the Yidden would be redeemed, they'd be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, there'd be a Beis HaMikdash again, all those prophecies were null and void. They weren't a geyah. So says the Chassam Sofer, how could a Yid have possibly participated in such a party? This wasn't some a frivolous event. This was an event that was very much related with the fact that the 70 years had passed and that the Yidden are not going to be redeemed. What Achashverosh do? He takes out the Big Day Kahuna, he takes out all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, he did defiled the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. This was a party that came to celebrate the fact that the Yidden weren't going to be redeemed. And the Chassam Sofer says, that's why this was so terrible. It was so terrible because it was perceived that the Yidden partaking in such a party meant that the Yidden were A, giving up, but worse than that, they didn't even care. And maybe even worse than that, they were happy. They're celebrating, they're rejoicing the fact that the 70 years had passed and the Nevuah of Yirmiyo and Daniel isn't happening. They'll stay in Bavel, they'll assimilate, and says the Chassam Sofer, that's why it was such a big deal. The fact that they were nenem mesudasa shalai sarash, I think it's a tremendous yesod and an insight in terms of better understanding the whole story of Purim.